It's Admiral Radley live on KCRW. Real nice.
Thank
so, tell us about this album. The record's called I Heart California. Now, Aaron, you put this out on your own label.
It's our own label, yes. The Ship. We have a studio in Eagle Rock called The Ship, and most of this record was created there. And I thought, I don't know, let's just keep it going. Let's keep it rolling.
Very nice. Very nice. So it is available now, I Heart California from Admiral Radley. So you recorded primarily there. Did you record anywhere else for this record?
Yeah. I have a studio in Montana, and I did some tracking there. We actually did spend a lot of time in the studios together, though, working on... it was pretty important for us to be in a building together, having fun and just sort of enjoying the whole process. That's why it started in the first place, was just as an excuse to hang out and make some music together. But there was some overdubbing and stuff that happened in both of our studios.
Was that Montana studio where you recorded your last album?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
how long have you guys known each other?
Oh, too long.
Long time.
I guess we probably met around 98, I think so, somewhere. I'd moved from Fresno. I grew up in Fresno. These guys are from Modesto. I moved to L.A. 97, I think I met you guys about 98.
And Jason, were you working in Aaron's studio at that time, or how did it first come together?
He's taking out the trash. You know?
I'm so good at taking out the trash. Yeah, he saw I had a lot of promise. I don't know. I think we were actually, well, we were playing a show in L.A. I don't know, Aaron, it's kind of a, it was inevitable that we were going to end up running into each other and becoming friends. It was kind of one of those things. And there's probably all these little tiny reasons and stories and adventures that make up the grand story, but it just was meant to happen.
Oh, sweet.
Was that a cop out?
And so how long did you work together? Was this over just a quick period of time in session, or was it over?
No. This was like, we started recording those, it started off just like a few songs kind of for fun, and we thought maybe it would be an EP and it would come out. That was like 6 years ago, maybe more than 6 years ago.
Wow.
Just because of the schedules, I think at the time, you know, Granddaddy was still together at the time, and they were sort of at the height of their career, so they were pretty busy, and Early Martin was doing a lot of stuff too, so to get all the schedules lined up was kind of difficult, so we had to break up all the bands and stuff to be able to to do this.
And the timing was right.
Yeah.
What's the oldest song on the album?
Can you say?
No.
No, you can't. There's a lot of, this is like a PG-13 kind of record here. Can't say these titles, can you?
Okay.
It's that one you're thinking of.
Okay.
Maybe.
The I Like Beer song. Is that it?
Kind of, yeah. It's close.
Did you have a sense of your process collaborating, kind of evolving over this whole period of time? Just maybe the way that you work together on these songs.
Well, it's always like, you know, we were old friends and stuff, but, you know, we get into a room together and we haven't seen each other. It's usually like, you know, there's like about 30 minutes of awkwardness, you know, and then a couple beers have been had by then, and then it's all roses from there. So, I don't know. I think like over time, I would write some songs and Jason was writing some songs, and as the album was getting full with different tunes, we kind of saw some of the holes, like, oh, you know, this one's too jokey, or so now we need a serious one, and or now it's getting too serious, you know. So we're sort of kind of feeling it as we went along, but although we had no master plan ever.
The album kind of revealed it itself.
Yeah, definitely.
I Heart California is the album. It's from Admiral Radley. They're live in studio. So I see you have shows with Band of Horses coming up. In fact, we have tickets for our listeners a little bit later, toward the top of the hour, for the show locally at the Greek. So that's exciting.
Wow.
We're pleased as punch about that, actually. Big fans of theirs, and I think we'll have a good time together as well.
And how many dates is that that should be opening for them?
Five, I believe.
Yeah.
You don't even know. Oh, yeah, we're looking in the window. They're like, five.
That works. Five. Well, that'll be good times. So again, we do have tickets for that. Do we also have copies of the album? Yes, no, yes, I think we do. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Let's enjoy your second set of music this morning. It's Admiral Radley live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.